BBC News with Debbie Russ. The British government has announced that all travellers arriving from Spain will have to quarantine for 2 weeks because of a surge in coronavirus cases. The UK is also advising against all but essential journeys to Spain. Opponents of the Spanish royal family are protesting in Madrid as concern grows about the financial dealings of former King Juan Carlos. The Prime Minister, Pedro Sánchez, has admitted that he's disturbed by reports of suspected money laundering. There's been an angry reaction from women's groups and liberals in Poland to an announcement that the government is withdrawing from the Istanbul Convention on Preventing Violence Against Women. One of the protest organisers, the lawyer Marta Lempart, told the BBC that the government wanted to withdraw from the convention so it could enact legislation that would decriminalise domestic violence. The National Anti-Terrorism Prosecutor in France has opened a preliminary inquiry into Alois Intiwiragabo, a Rwandan living in France who's suspected of being one of the architects of the genocide in 1994. The indictment from the former UN International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda says Mr. Intiwiragabo was in charge of the G2 intelligence branch, responsible for updating lists of Tutsis and Hutus earmarked for elimination. The veteran American TV presenter Regis Philbin has died at the age of 88. During a career that started in the 1950s, he hosted dozens of shows, including Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Philbin was once dubbed the hardest working man in show business. Mourners have gathered for a memorial service for the American civil rights icon John Lewis in his hometown of Troy, Alabama. He died last week of pancreatic cancer at the age of 80. The mayor of Rio de Janeiro has cancelled the traditional New Year's Eve celebration because of the pandemic. COVID-19 has killed more than 85,000 people in Brazil. BBC News.